This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Riley Ansbaugh. Riley Ansbaugh. Riley Ansbaugh. Riley Ansbaugh. Riley's so old, her first home console was the NES. Riley Ansbaugh. Riley Ansbaugh. Riley Ansbaugh. Riley Ansbaugh. When Riley asked Alf to co-host the show, he couldn't say no. Riley Ansbaugh. Riley Ansbaugh. Riley Ansbaugh. Riley Ansbaugh. When they were in college, she let him copy her final project. Alfred Bardwell Evans. Alfred Bardwell Evans. Alfred Bardwell Evans. Alfred Bardwell Evans. The school should have known when they did the same interpretive dance to Step Brothers. Alfred Bardwell Evans. Alfred Bardwell Evans. Alfred Bardwell Evans. Alfred Bardwell Evans. He's a real badass. He once caught an axe with his face. Alfred Bardwell Evans. Alfred Bardwell Evans. Alfred Bardwell Evans. Alfred Bardwell Evans. He couldn't quite cut it in Upright Citizens Brigade, so now he's here.
Alfred Bardwell Evans. Alfred Bardwell Evans. That was from... That was... Riley, R-A-L-E-Y. Hello again. Here's an experimental theme for you cowards. Why is it experimental? I put words over a famous 8-bit loop.
That's what plays in my head as I walk through the grocery store.
Your own name,
Albert
but
Barber
it's your...
Levins.
Albert Barber Levins.
Albert Barber Levins.
Albert Barber Levins.
What if I bought some cereal?
Hey.
Hi.
Happy New Year.
Hey, it's a new fucking year.
It's, can you even believe it's a new year? We're in 2024, bitch.
Barely. Can you believe that when we met, it was a whole different year than this? How the time goes.
So at the time of recording, it is December 27th, 2023. Sorry to kill the magic. But when this comes out, 2024, I graduated from high school 10 years ago.
Oh my God, she's ancient.
Graduated from high school 10 years ago.
You graduated from high school in January? That was a little weird.
2014, started college. Started college 10 years ago. I want to throw it.
That means that you've known of the show Elizabeth Valenti for 10 years.
No.
Yes, that means this year in the fall you're going to have your 10-year friend anniversary.
That is crazy.
With everybody from college who you still talk to.
I wonder if I'm going to go to my high school reunion, 10-year reunion. I haven't heard anything about it.
Girl, if you haven't heard, I think you know your answer.
Alfredi Teeny, how are you experiencing? What do you think 2024 is going to be like? We only have a couple days left of 2023.
Oh boy,
at the time of recording.
Boy, I hope it's better than this one. Well, as was, you know, and I hate to bring it up because I know I talk about it too much, but
the weather.
January 2nd, 2021, I famously hit myself.
Oh my God!
In the head with an. So this will be coming out on the 3-year anniversary. Of me hitting myself.
That's, you know what's crazy? This morning I said to my family, I said, you know what? This feels like it's been a couple years around the time that Al
shut himself the
in the face.
Up.
And one of my stepbrothers said, wait, what happened? And I explained what happened. He goes, oh yeah, he seems like the kind of guy
no,
who would hit himself.
He didn't
in the
say
face.
That. You made that
yes,
up.
Yes, he did.
No.
I swear to God.
You know what? I don't approve of that behavior. But yeah,
what are you gonna do anything for the Annie?
Yeah, I think I might go axe throwing.
Okay.
Can you imagine?
It'd be healing.
It could be processing our trauma.
Processing trauma in your face.
No, I don't know if I'll do anything special for the anniversary. I guess I'll probably I don't know, have dinner.
Okay. And that's a special treat.
I don't normally do that.
I'm going to see you so soon.
I know,
in person.
It's kinda fucked
up.
I'm
going to be in Chicago for the new year. And I'm going to see your ass in the flesh. You're going to moon the entire state of Illinois.
And it's not going to be hard to do. Sears Tower, bitch. Just climb on up, pull them down.
Climb on up like King Kong.
Throw it over the edge. And then they look up and see the sun. My ass is the sun.
Okay, also, sorry, I know we're a little scatterbrained.
This is the coherentest I've ever been.
Right before we started recording, and so I want to get into this a little bit more before we get into our topic. I recently watched Jim Carrey's The Grinch Stole Christmas. Amazing
Somebody
film.
Stole it.
Amazing film. I mean, you
never
got Jeffrey Tambor.
Never
you got Christine Baranski. You're lying.
I'm not. I've only ever seen the animated
Alfred!
One.
Oh, my
Why
God.
Did I say it like
Jim
that?
Carrey's
the animated one.
The animated one. Jim Carrey's Grinch is like genius. It's so fucking good. You have Christine Baranski, who is like serving as like the hottest who. Martha May Huvier. Mm. She's
Super
so slow.
Trooper.
You have Jeffrey Tambor. You have young
Sheldon.
Jeannie Humphrey. You have young Sheldon. But anyway, the Who's whole thing is Christmas.
It's true.
They're obsessed. They can't get enough of this stuff. So the Who's pray to a Christian God.
I mean,
the
there's
Who's
nothing
keep
the but
Christ in Christmas.
There's nothing but evidence for that.
The Who's are upset. Their whole
no,
thing
absolutely.
Is Christmas.
Absolutely. And we see, you know, things we see the Who's do. We see them go to Mass.
Yeah.
We see the Who's take communion, midnight Mass.
We see the Who's have the Feast of the Seven Fishes.
The Seven Fishes, but of course in Whoville, it's the seven different roast beasts.
yeah, one fish, two fish, red
no,
fish,
that's
blue
right.
fish.
One fist.
It's the feast of the one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish, and a couple roast beasts.
And a couple roast
beasts.
And
the reason that the Grinch is on Mount Crumpet is because the Grinch is agnostic.
And is that Crumpet? Is that for real?
Yes, Mount Crumpet.
Wow.
And so he's on there because he's agnostic. He's like, I'm not sure what I believe. And the Who's are like, you can't stay here. You don't got to go home, but you can't stay here.
And now I do think you are minimizing the theft. In the narrative.
No, I'm just talking about the reason why he's up there, he hates the Who's. The Who's love Christmas and he hates the Who's and he hates Christmas. It's because he was bullied. Should we get into our topic?
It's a lot like this show when you think about it.
Wait, how was your Christmas?
What's the name of the dog?
Max.
That's so boring. Suze.
How was your Christmas?
Christmas was as good as it ever is.
You kissed Santa.
I.
With tongue.
Shaw Alfie kissing Santa
Claus.
Underneath the mistletoe last night.
Let's get into our topic.
Yeah,
speaking of Alf kissing Santa, I want to talk about something that's also ridiculous and unnecessary.
Okay.
And that's New Year's glasses, baby.
And that's New Year's.
And that's New Year's glasses. Now listen, Alf. When I suggested this topic, in my mind, I'm thinking of the glass. Ever since we've got into anything past the year 2009.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard to make those. The 2000 through 2009, ideal for New Year's glasses.
Yeah, ideal.
You got the two O's for the two I's.
And you know what I'll say? And I wasn't there because,
those
of course,
fun.
I'm Gen Z. But I imagine the 1990s and the 1980s were fine. Because both the 8
yes, the
and
the 9,
nine
yes, yes, yes.
I could see a world, it's those odd numbers of like the,
yeah.
the you know, what did they wear in 1377 is
yeah,
what I
wonder.
Yeah,
what did they wear?
You know?
What New Year's glasses did they wear then? So I'm thinking about 2024.
Do you wear them?
What? No, I don't. But I have seen them. I mean, even
have you,
just,
you've
like,
never
seen...
worn one?
Oh, I have.
Okay.
No, I thought you meant
Your
like,
Honor?
Have I worn them in
Your
the past
Honor?
Couple of years? Have I worn them in the past couple of years? Because I feel like now I'm seeing more of just glasses, and then on top, it'll have like a bunch of shit above it. Like, Happy New
yes.
Year, New Year's Eve.
Sort of Elton
instead
John
of the actual
core.
Number. And so that's kind of what I... But what was hard for me to find reviews for 2024 glasses is because it hasn't happened yet at the time of recording. And so there's no one, there's not many reviews for those glasses because people haven't worn them yet.
It's, I think, I don't, oh my God. Oh my God, did you hear that?
Are you okay?
No. I just like started I started a sentence and then kind of fell apart. I don't even remember what I was trying to say.
Alfred.
Look, man, I don't like New Year's. Do you?
I love New Year's Day. I love New Year's Day.
Now that's an interesting take.
New Year's Day is amazing because I was talking about this with my mom. Boxing Day, the 26th. And New Year's Day, January 1st, the best. And I would say, I do love New Year's Eve, but New Year's Eve kind of stresses me out. So does my birthday, because I get anxious with the passing of time. Yes. Because another year, we'll never get this time. It'll never be December 27th of 2023 again. Fuck. I'll never be as young as I am now. And so it's like that. And I was just telling Alf, I had a good cry about, oh, one day my mom's going to die. Can you believe that? And so it's like...
I agree.
New
Year's Eve
stresses me out.
It is. It's stressful.
It's become less stressful for me because I've stopped making resolutions.
Yes.
Because I think, and I've stopped putting the pressure on myself to be like, let me do a roundup of 2023. I hate it. It just stresses me out.
When people do the photo dump, I go, congrats. I was in bed.
It stresses me out to be like, oh, there's only 10 moments from this year. But anyway.
We're only allowed to take 10 moments with us. Everything else gets wiped. You get to every person on the earth gets to pick 10 memories from each year. And all the rest get deleted. They get wiped.
It's like when someone says, what's your favorite movie? And I'm like, oh, but if I pick one, that means that you don't think I won't think I like this other one.
Rocket Man,
like New Year's
is your answer to that question.
It's not the top. No, my favorite ever that I could watch a million times over and not get bored is probably The Birdcage, followed up by Waiting for Guffman.
Followed, of course, by, what was it? Fuck, never mind. I was going to try and make fun of you and then I was
Talk to me about New Year's Eve.
I don't like New Year's Eve particularly. I'm such a big Christmas Eve, Christmas, Boxing Day.
Christmas Eve is so much better than Christmas Day.
Christmas Eve is elite. Of the three, of the trio, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, for me, Christmas Day is the loser.
Interesting.
I think for me, it's Christmas Eve, Boxing Day, Christmas Day. Because Christmas Day, it's like, what are we supposed to do here? You know what I mean?
Open prezzies.
But
have a little hot chalk.
Open prezzies, have a little hot chalk. No, I mean, I love all three of them. Deeply, I just think that Christmas Day for me is the middest.
And so that's interesting because my question was, do you like New Year's
I know,
Eve?
And I was getting to that. Your Honor, I was getting to that. Okay, and I didn't forget the question the minute you asked it. But I like Christmas so much that I think by the time it gets to New Year's, I'm like, what? We have to do more celebrating? More
well, right now, we're in kind of, at the time of recording, we're in like the purgatory between Christmas and New Year's.
Yes.
So thank God I'm starting Vanderpump Rules and I'm on season 4, baby. Binging it.
I also think...
But Alf, talk to me about the fucking glasses. We're getting so off topic today.
Stop yelling. I'm like not in the mood for that. stop that.
Stop. No, seriously, stop. Seriously,
cut it out. No, I have probably worn the glasses. I don't think since... maybe 2015.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a minute since I wore the glasses of any kind. LASIK. No, I don't have LASIK. I still wear glasses.
But the 2020 whatever glasses. 2020, I think they just kind of shifted
I also,
them.
I think the glasses generally are so, and don't get offended, millennial coded.
I get that.
When everyone was wearing like the dark rimmed glasses with the like tape and like the lenses popped out.
Yes. It also feels like the shutter shade.
Did you do
glasses.
That?
Of course.
God, you suck.
Of course I did.
Ugh.
But
you know what I mean?
I
do feel exactly
yes,
like the shutter
no,
shades.
I know what
you
mean.
I feel like it's like of that ilk where it's like, yeah,
yes.
Millennials. You know, I feel like Gen Z, you know, they have like a stick and poke tattoo of the year on their eyelids.
Last year, Elizabeth and Daniel's mom and I, we went out and we got some ironic, like, we didn't get the glasses, but we got like the headbands that have like Happy New Year and confetti.
See, that's fun.
See, I love a headband, but the glasses are too much.
Yes.
Especially now because they're so, in the photos of all the reviews, it's just like the eyes are like, they kind of try and bend the two in such a way that the eye can kind of see behind it.
They're getting desperate.
It's so
sad to see.
It's so funny. And I loved all the photos of people posting them with the glasses being like, it's great. And I'm like, you can't see.
I also
you can't
feel like
see.
They're so, they've been relegated to like wedding photo booth core. You know what I mean?
That feels more apt to me than millennial core. Yes. It feels very like corporate photo booth.
Right. Of like the holiday New Year's party where we celebrate the stock market. You can tell I'm a grown up who understands the world. But yeah, I guess I'm too edgy is what we're learning. You know what I mean? I'm too cool. I'm too kind of like anti.
Your eyes infected from that stick and pump.
Anti-corporate. Yeah, I've got huge styes.
Styes for eyes. Toys for tots. Try styes for eyes.
Come on, boots.
Let's, what's our intention?
Oh, God. Help me.
It's gonna be the most desperate episode we've ever done.
This might be the tiredest I've ever been on a record. You look so concerned. This might be the tiredest I've ever felt. I took a plane this morning. I flew a plane this morning.
Oh my God. Yes, congratulations on getting your license.
Finally got my license. Still won't let me drive a car though. Boo.
Let's take a quick break, okay, and we'll come back with some reviews.
I would like that.
For New Year's Eve glasses in our most desperate episode yet.
Our most coherent episode yet.
Let's kick off the year with some desperation. We'll be right back. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like,
yes,
your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Und wir back. What if I told you that it's time for a review from you? Alfred!
Riley! Guess we're learning each other's names for the first time. Okay, this is for Bestial Two-Piece Plastic Party Glasses Glittered Graduation Happy New Year's Eve Party Favors Supplies New Year's Eve Decorative Eyeglasses Eyewear Photo Booth Props for 2022. So basically, they're 2022 gold 2022 glasses.
Okay.
This is Anthony B.
How many stars?
One.
One star from Anthony Bourdain.
Anthony Bourdain. Ugh, king.
King.
Talk about somebody I wish I could meet at a nightclub in 1997. Hubba hubba.
Ew, don't say hubba hubba.
Hubba hubba. Wow.
Ew.
Whoa, 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 whoa. One star. These say 2002. Not 2022. Junk.
That's it?
These say 2002. 2000. Not 2022. Junk.
No, I mean, that's fair. It's 20 years off.
20 years is too much.
20
One
years
year
is
like
much.
Debatable. 20 years?
20 years.
Out of date. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hey, kiddo.
Hey, Dad.
Going out tonight?
Yeah, it's New Year's Eve. just a couple of buddies of mine. We're going to go over to Peter's house and just hang out.
Fun. No, if you do, and I'm not, okay, if you do any substances while you're there,
yeah,
your mother and I don't have an opinion as long as you don't drive, all right?
I was planning on Ubering there.
Okay. Say no more. Ugh. Your old dad doesn't.
I thought you said he didn't.
Your old dad doesn't want to hear about that. Gosh.
Okay.
You have fun there, okay? Peter, you said?
Yeah, Peter.
Do I know his parents?
You remember Peter. I don't know if you do. I mean, we're seniors in college.
Yeah.
So I think it would be, I don't think you know that.
Okay.
Now.
I was just wondering. You're all right?
Yeah.
Have a tickle in your throat. Sure, you're good to go out?
I'm good to go. I just, sorry, let me just air out the room a little bit. I said I'm driving, so it's like, don't
smell?
Be weird about this. Don't be weird. You just said you didn't have an opinion as long as I didn't drive.
Oh, I see. I know that. I would recognize that smell anywhere. You might think your old man.
And do you?
Yes, of course I know what that is.
What is
you
it?
You might think your old man has never used to be young, but he actually used to be young.
Of course. So what is the smell?
It's one of your favorites.
One of my favorite smells?
You know, man, you just have a little bit of that good stuff, and all of a sudden you're outside of yourself.
Yeah, that's... Okay, Dad, do you want a little pot?
Oh, whoa.
It's New Year's Eve. I'm sure you and your mom should have some.
Oh, Dad.
What's
Dad
that?
Cop is here flushing pot down the drain.
Whoa. No. This was expensive.
No, okay.
Do you want any?
I think I would.
I could leave a little bit for you and Mom.
Oh, okay, sure, or whatever. No, no drugs are bad, but if you did leave.
You know what? I'm going to roll a joint.
Okay.
Leave that there.
Cool.
I'm going to head out. If you and Mom want it, it's all yours, but no pressure.
Actually, I just stopped by, actually, just to check, see if you wanted. I don't know. It's probably stupid anyway, so.
What?
No, I mean, I.
Well, tell me, my Uber's 2 minutes
okay,
away.
So I have these glasses from when I was your age, and it was New Year's, and I wore them, and I don't know, I was talking to your sister the other day, and she told me that all this vintage stuff was coming back into style, and obviously none of my clothes will fit you, because I'm a professional basketball player, and you're. Didn't inherit that particular gene. So I thought maybe the glasses would be fun for you. I don't know. It's probably stupid. You probably don't even want them. So it's
dumb. No, come on. Are they like cool vintage designer glasses? That sounds sick.
I don't know about designer. Back in my day, the only designer we had was from the department. Yes, the number one designer. And I'm proud of you for remembering what I taught you about him.
Listen, Dad, my Uber's almost here, so I'd love to wear
glasses? Them. Glasses?
Sure.
Okay, let me grab them. I left them. Okay, here.
Oh.
You think they look dumb, don't you?
No. It's just...
No, I don't even want you to take them anymore.
No, you know what? It's kind of cool. It's kind of, like, ironic. Like, you know, it's going to be 2022, but they say 2002, and it's fun.
Yeah.
I love it, actually. It's actually really fun to wear this to a party.
Okay. Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Dad, it's okay. We're cool.
Yeah?
We're cool, man.
All right. Cool.
You're my dad and my friend.
No.
Thanks for looking out for me.
I just want to make sure you're cool.
I am. I have a professional basketball player as a dad.
I know.
What could be cooler than that?
I don't know, professional baseball or football.
No, baseball is too slow, and there's too many concussions in football. I'm going to leave the joint here.
I got my fair
share. You and Mom should get a little crazy.
All right, maybe. Say hi to Peter, was it?
Yeah.
Or don't.
I will.
Whatever, he probably doesn't want
to. I will. Dad, come on, we're cool.
Dad.
Dad, you're the coolest.
Okay.
My Uber's here. Happy New Year. I love you. You guys stay safe, okay?
Yeah. What could go wrong, I think? Just your mother, me, and an episode of NCIS New Orleans. I'm not worried.
30 minutes later, they're watching NCIS. Oh, I think he did it.
Helen, you...
Oh, I think it's clear he did it.
Helen?
If he didn't do it, I'll eat my hat. I swear to cripes, I'll eat my hat.
Helen, it is New Year's Eve. I do not have another ER visit in me. Please do not try and eat your hat.
Oh, come on. I said if it's not him.
I don't want to say never, right? But we're on season 13, and we've been... watching pretty much an episode a night for basically a year, and I think you have three times you haven't attempted to eat a hat.
But I'm just saying, listen, it couldn't be clearer. This is the first suspect, and it's usually the first person you suspect.
Literally never.
So it has to be him. It's so obvious.
No, the three times you've not gotten it wrong, but when you were in the bathroom.
Larry.
What? Helen.
What's that smell?
Oh, I think some of the neighbor kids were practicing up to no good
in
the hall.
No, Mr. Bird, Mr. Larry Bird, be honest with me right now. What is that smell?
No, there was just some of the neighbor kids were up to no good in the back alley, I think.
Larry,
Helen.
We have been married 35 years. Don't you go lying to me today, mister.
And I've loved every
Don't
minute.
Don't you go lying to me on this New Year's Eve, mister.
Every minute.
Do you have some of that funky stuff?
The
stuff that
might,
that Tim likes to smoke?
I might have... Oh, what? what makes you think it's Tim's? Can't I be? You don't think I have the connections to go out and?
You have a panic attack walking by the closed off cigarettes in supermarkets, and no one's even looking at you.
What if someone thinks I'm gonna do it?
No one thinks that because you've never asked them. You've never said, "Hey," you've never pressed the little button that says "assistance needed," and then the whole store says "assistance needed."
It's
in
too
the
real.
Smoking section.
Helen, it's too real.
I'm sorry, you know I went to theater school. You know I get really into this stuff.
You're gifted. You're my gifted little
so,
actor.
So don't lie to me because I'm a professional liar, Mr. Larry Bird.
You know, Helen, I think you're a professional truth teller. Because the theater.
Now you tell me the truth,
is
mister.
The window.
Thank you. Now you tell me the truth. Is that your pot?
To hold as 'twere a mirror up to nature.
I take it out of your pocket.
Okay, it's drugs. Yes,
Larry.
It's Mary Jane.
Larry, did you steal this from our son?
I didn't steal it from our son. No, he offered it. And I, what was I going to do? Say no to our boy? He was asking me to hold on to it for him. I guess he trusts his dad or something. I'm not going to smoke it. It was just a joke between a father and son.
No.
What are you thinking? We should smoke it?
No, it'd just be a pretty funny. It'd be a joke. We'd do it as a joke. We do it as a joke.
What if we... Okay. Yeah. No.
We do it as a joke.
And we wouldn't have to do... We wouldn't have to smoke all of it or anything.
We wouldn't have to smoke all of
it.
It
would just be like, maybe I'll take a photo of you with it in your mouth and like...
No.
Just for the boys.
If you take a photo, it lives in the cloud forever, Larry.
I don't have that on mine.
Larry,
I don't
are
have
you
that
shitting
on mine.
Me?
I have a 3GS. I don't have that, Helen.
I don't trust those things.
Okay, I won't
take
a picture.
Say take it back.
I take it back.
Say I take it back.
What if I use a Polaroid?
Oh, thank God.
Just to show Tim. Just to Polaroid.
Polaroid's okay. Analog is fine. Analog is fine. Analog is fine.
Yeah, I guess your mother and I had a pretty chill night.
Yeah, let's do a photo shoot. Okay. I can do a photo shoot on Polaroid, Larry.
Polaroid.
Analog is fine. Analog is fine.
I'll get my camera.
Okay. Now, what if I did it with holding it up under my nose like a little mustache, like Inspector Clouseau?
Oh, can I have a marijuana?
Oh. Can I have Jay?
Can I have a spliff?
No, we're so silly. Get one like this.
Okay, click. Oh.
Now, what if I get one behind my ear? Like, I am an art student in Paris. Can I have
an art museum? Yes, this is. Oh my God, I love this.
Can I have the Louvre?
Well, can I have a Mona Lisa? Yes. Oh my God, I love it.
Okay. Oh, that is excellent.
Okay. What if I hold it? Can I do one?
Yeah. Here, give me the camera.
Okay. What if I hold it and it's like a. What if I hold it and it's like a little baguette, you know, like I'm the mouse from Ratatouille.
Ooh,
and I'm,
it's
I'm
so
eating
small.
A baguette.
Yeah,
and I go,
it's so tiny.
I'm a French bread. Get out of the French bread.
What if you hold it like, oh, here, give it to me.
Okay.
What if I hold it, but it's not a joint and I pretend it's a cigarette? And I'm like, I'm a Parisian. Oh, can I have a Christian Dior?
Can I have a cigarette? Can I have a cigarette? What if I lit it? Just a little. And you don't even have to breathe in. But it'll look more real if I light
it. As a joke, because it's like people light cigarettes.
Because
and that's,
they do light cigarettes.
People light cigarettes.
Okay.
Yes.
What if I... Okay, I've lit it. I'm lighting it. Okay. No, don't breathe it. Don't breathe in too hard.
No. I'm holding my breath, Larry. I'm holding my breath.
Okay. Say the line.
Can I have a cigarette?
Yes, Helen, yes.
Can I have oud smoke?
Oh, wait, let me do it.
I actually breathe some of it,
oh,
Larry.
It's, you have to do a lot for it to
I'm
work.
Silly.
No, Helen, you have to do
okay,
a lot for it to
here
work.
Here you go. Can I have a cigarette?
Helen, I think I'm starting to sound more like Trump than I am Inspector Clouseau.
Can I have a cigarette?
Oh, you're my little Pepe Le Pew man.
Oh, wee wee. I love it. They're foxy skunk, all right?
No, he loves the cat, Larry. No. He loves the cat.
Oh, that's
he thinks
right.
the cat's another
He's
skunk.
The skunk. That's right. That's right.
Well, Larry, I kind of feel a little silly.
You're my loopy tune.
You're my can I have a Looney Tune?
Can I have a...
Can I have a Bugs Bunny?
Can I have an Elmer Fudd?
Can I have a Foghorn Leghorn? That's kind of a deep cut there, Larry. A lot of people don't know about
true,
Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh, Helen.
Oh, Larry.
You know, sometimes these nights with you, I feel 22 again.
Oh, stop it, Larry. I feel the same age because we're the same age.
Oh, that's true. And a lot of...
Knock, knock. Sorry, I'm coming in. I just forgot my phone charge.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Hello, son.
Whoa, Dad. So you really did it, huh? You and Mom really lit up.
Oh, no.
No,
that's
God,
just one
no,
of your mother's
Dad, no.
Senate candles.
It's one of my...
It's the Christmas cookies.
Oh, the parfum. Oh, the... Can I have it? Oh, the parfum.
That's it, guys. If Jimbo. You smoke pot, that's what I left it there for. It's
the big
okay.
T. How are you?
I'm great.
You're
I'm just
a hell of a
my
guy.
Phone charger and I'm heading back. Thank you, Dad.
You made the Uber.
Deeper.
You made the Uber turn around to get
I
your phone
did.
Charger.
I did.
That's cool.
You're the coolest son.
We're so
I know.
Lucky, Helen.
We're so damn lucky
to have this
Mr.
kid.
Larry Bird, we
no,
are the luckiest.
Oh, Helen Bird, don't you remember when he was the size of a damn peanut?
He was our little chickadee, our little chickadee bird, our little baby bird. He
was our baby bird. Can I have
a
and
remember,
bird?
I fed him as such. Remember, even when he was a couple years old, he had teeth, and I said, you're my baby bird. Let mama feed you like a baby bird.
But I do remember that. You're such a wonderful mother.
I remember that
mother.
Too, Mom. We did that for... I was way too old.
You're
for
such a wonderful mother
that.
To our children.
Oh, no, you're such a wonderful
Where's
husband.
Your sister,
you'd
Tim?
You'd bring him to the court. You'd bring him to the court.
I would.
And you would just... You'd let him try and palm the basketball, but the basketball was too big for
their little hands. I thought one of my kids would surely grow up to be a professional basketball... I mean... But no. And I love them both anyway.
Can I have a free throw?
No, Helen. That was getting a little bit Gilbert. A little bit Gottfried on that.
Can I have a free throw? Can I have a three-point shot? Can I have a halftime
Tim,
show?
Where's your sister? Where's your sister, Tim?
Oh, God. Well, she's in her room still, I think. She's got her headphones
on. I thought she went out with you.
I mean, she wasn't invited, but...
Oh, Tim, you have
Take
to let your
sister
join.
With
Take
you.
Take your sister.
She's such a good kid.
Can I have happy family?
Can I have a happy family?
Okay, I'm going to head out. I'm going to bring Teresa with me, and you guys keep enjoying your night. Happy New Year.
Okay.
Can I have a happy new year? Can I have a happy new year?
Can I have an old lang syne? Can I have an old lang syne?
Come on, Tim, sing it with us. Sing it with us.
I'm halfway out the door,
sing
Dad.
It. Teresa, take those headphones
Dad,
off.
Dad, I'm halfway
take
out the door.
Take those headphones off and listen to us.
Well, Tim and I are almost on the, what?
Should old acquaintance
Wangtons
be for
God.
And
we're out.
I'll survive.
Can I have a cigarette?
Let's take a break.
And we're back. Can I have a cigarette?
Can I have another 20 beautiful years with my gorgeous wife, Helen Bird?
Helen Bird.
Helen Bird.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay.
I love it when you call me Sweet Daddy.
Sweet Daddy, what a beautiful dream. Okay, here we go. This is from Fizey 8-Pack. Happy New Year. Eyeglasses, Christmas glasses, decoration, photo booth, props, New Year's Eve, party supplies. And these are the glasses that kind of, they do it right. They have just normal glasses, and on top,
these are the glasses it says 2024. Do it right. Oh, honey, those glasses?
These?
No.
These are the glasses that do it right.
These are the glasses that do it right.
Yeah. And so there's two different options. You can get a pack that says 2024 on the top, or you can get a pack that says Happy New Year on top.
Okay. I'd get the Happy New Year ones.
And, well, this is exactly what the reviewer got, Alfred. 5 stars. Whoa. From Shy Brow, no last name.
Shy Brow Baggins.
Shy Brow Baggins, 5 stars. The title is Durable Plastic, Sit Properly. Had been looking for some fun glasses for our tween New Year's Eve sleepover jam. Ugh. But was burned so many times with lame paper / thin cardboard ones that won't last a few minutes, much less a whole night of dress up and Swifty sinking.
Oh, God.
Finally realized needed to drop closer to $20, not 10, to actually get something decently made and hefty enough to actually wear. These are indeed solid and actually glasses. Novelty for sure, but won't fall off or give your paper cuts on your ears.
Oh. What were the children doing with them? They were getting injured, and the glasses are bleeding were being destroyed.
On their ears. Yeah. They're all bleeding. Their ears are bleeding from the glasses.
From the paper cut on the glasses.
Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much for coming. This is the first time I've ever hosted one of these, and so I wanted to make sure it was perfect. But my mom let me have the entire loft of our house to do the 2024 Becky's Ultimate Bad Bleep Slumber Party. 8 other tween girls. So, yeah, we've got some pretty exciting things lined up for the night. We have some Swifty lip syncing for all my Swifty girlies. Right. And we have some Harry Styles syncing for my Harry fans. And we've got some baking. We've got some dress up. We've got everything your hearts will desire. So if you guys don't have fun here, you're not going to find fun anywhere else. Can I get an amen?
Yeah. Amen, girl.
Amen, girl. Yes. Amen. Now, I know a lot of you guys are new to this because, again, this is my first time hosting one of these. Thank you, Mom and Dad. From the Mom and Dad are downstairs. You're welcome, honey. Don't stay up too late. Enough!
Oh, my God. She's literally yelling at her mom and dad. That's so embarrassing.
No, it's not embarrassing, Sarah. I heard you.
Sarah,
I'm just trying to be an assertive young woman. Okay. A woman who stands up for herself.
Okay.
Now, I would like to go around, just so we can all get to know each other a little bit better, and just say who you are and what your New Year's resolution is, girly pop. Sarah, let's start with you.
Okay. I guess my name's Sarah Bronner. No relation. And... my New Year's resolution, I guess, would be to make volleyball this year.
Yes, Snaps. Yes, yes. And you know what, Sarah? You're going to do it. Girl, you are so tall. You are absolutely going to make volleyball this year.
I finally hit my growth spurt, and I'm pretty excited.
You grew a foot over the summer. It was crazy.
I was getting by with just one before. Okay, Becky, what's your New Year's resolution?
Oh, my God. The hostess should go last, but if you guys insist.
Okay, not Becky then.
No. I can go. Hi. If you guys don't know me, then get out of my house. I'm Becky. Becky Smothers. No, really. Sorry, Smuckers. Sometimes I mess up my own last name. Becky Smuckers. No relation. I wish. Can you imagine all the free Uncrustables I would get? But alas, no. Becky Smuckers.
Okay.
My New Year's resolution?
Sure.
Is to dye my hair
pink.
Raise your hand if you also thought she was going to say to die. Because I felt like she was going to say to die. Personally, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Naomi, you are so, no, I'm always serious. Been so like weird. And why don't you just go next?
Okay, my name is Naomi Osaka. No relation. And I guess if I had to pick a New Year's resolution, even though I don't believe in all that shit because it's toxic.
Becky. What? Sorry, my name's Becky. I'm just like so a lot of self-love this year. Naomi, stop. My parents are listening.
Self-love, more like self-obsession, you nasty.
Oh my god.
No, but Naomi. Like I love you, whatever. I think if I had to pick a New Year's resolution, it would be have my Spotify Wrapped be less cringe.
Yes. Oh my god, I totally know what you mean. Yeah, I like that, but I think I want to change mine because that was, because like honestly, Becky, any of us could like dye our hair anytime. Well, no, but it's like that's not.
Yeah, seriously, like, Becky, yours was fine.
How about I just go next?
Oh, poor Tisha.
Oh my god, Morticia, you're such a baby. How did they even let you in
poor
here?
Morticia, Morticia, please be normal. Oh, you're always so cringe.
Hi, I'm Morticia, Morticia. Smuckers, I'm Becky's younger sister.
Oh my god, sorry, our parents made her join the party because I didn't want her to be here and I said she was too little for the tween star sleepover, but they
Becky,
said she had to come because she lives here.
Naomi chiming in here, it's not cool to be mean to your siblings.
I don't know, but it
yeah, it's seriously yeah. not
yeah, it's seriously not. So anyway, I'm Partition Morticia Smuckers. No relation.
Yeah.
Everyone laughs.
No relation. Imagine the uncrustables.
Imagine all the jelly that I would hoard. But alas, that is not the case.
Alas.
My name is Partition Morticia. I'm 9 years old, and my resolution for the new year.
Oh.
Get a boyfriend.
Bad.
Oh my god.
Bad.
Girl.
You are bad.
You are bad.
Oh, Morticia. Morticia. You are bad. What grade are you in?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I'm in fifth grade.
Oh, you are bad.
Hey, guys, no, come on. Well, again, also, she kind of stole my new year because my resolution
Becky,
is actually also to get a boyfriend.
Where have you been hiding this one? She is bad.
In her room where she belongs. Yeah, she's a bad. She's a bad girl.
Ugh, Becky,
she's really mean.
Let's move
she
on.
Draws on the walls, even though she's 9, and she's way too old to be drawing on the walls.
Oh, my god. We all develop
I'm
a different
artist.
Like, whatever.
It's 'cause I'm an artist, Becky.
Becky, there's literally no reason to be like this. Can we please move on? We don't need to introduce ourselves. We've literally been in school together for like 5 freaking years. Sorry, trying to avoid swearing. Puritan ass house.
Little ears over here, and I'm talking about me.
Yes. No,
yeah,
that's
a lot
true.
Of my parents said that we can't swear because Portia Morticia is joining us.
I know Portia Morticia swears, don't you, bitch?
You're damn right I do.
You're damn right she does. Okay, come on.
Okay, you know what? Let's just get to our first activity, okay?
Whatever.
Let's save the lip syncing for later. And I think it's time to play Dress Up Diva. And now what we're going to do is we're going to go down and raid my mom's closet. Whoever puts together the best look wins a Coke with caffeine in it.
No.
Yeah.
Fucking
yeah.
way. Yeah,
there's only one. There's only
Holy
one.
Holy fucking shit.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to have a fashion show in the living room. Our parents are going to judge. Whoever wins gets
that
the caffeine
odd.
Coke. Can we get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
I guess.
Okay, Naomi, since you're so assertive, why don't you go down and you make the first look?
Okay, I guess.
My mom said that it was okay. All of her clothes are free range.
She
definitely
said,
don't double check with her because it's fully okay.
Okay, I guess. Comes back up in a pair of scrubs.
Naomi, what are you?
No, Mom, it's okay. It's the game. It's the game. It's Dress Up Diva.
Oh, that's right.
Sorry, Mrs. Smothers. She said this was fine.
Smuckers, please.
I'm sorry.
No relation. That's okay. Could you imagine all the Uncrustables? No.
oh, I get
yes,
it.
Yes, I see. Okay, so the game, that's right. The girls are going to come down. The Coke, that's right. Yes,
am I serving?
The outfit is my scrubs.
Are you drop-dead no gagged shoes. From this diva or no?
Unfortunately, Naomi, I'm going to have to say that I am not gagged.
Rich. Rich.
What's that?
Madam the puppet looking ass, fucking dusty ventriloquist dummy
okay,
looking ass.
Okay,
bitch.
okay. Language.
No,
language.
I swear to God, if this
me,
ugly
Naomi,
I
take
mean,
off my scrubs
Madame
right now.
Madam Tussauds, come to life, night at the
what
museum looking bitch.
Naomi!
I'm serious.
I'm gonna call your mother and you're gonna have to leave.
Oh, call me whatever you like. Just don't call me late for dinner, bitch. Come on. We all love it when I read her mom.
Calls her mom, picks her up.
Oh, the library is closed.
Okay, ladies, unfortunately, Naomi did have to go home because she read my mom to filth. But that's not going to stop us from having a good time. Sarah, why don't you go create your look?
Okay, I have to say I'm a little afraid of having my creative expression stifled after seeing what happened to Naomi
no,
for expressing her
it'll
opinion.
Be great. All you need to do is just not cuss out my mom.
Well, no promises, bitch.
Comes back up in a wedding dress just torn to pieces.
Yeah, so this is kind of a take on what I was doing here, as it's sort of a take on the shackles of femininity, and I was sort of like,
oh my god, Steve, my wedding dress.
I know, didn't
buddy, Sarah, you're Tom's daughter, aren't you?
Sure are.
Whoa, when I tell your father about this. Oh my goodness.
Listen up, ladies. A tale as old as time. This old ass man trying to tell a young girl what to wear. I mean, can you believe it? History repeats itself. Just like Goody Proctor, they
I'm
are
I'm
going to
call your father. You are going home.
Burn me the stake on you, white. More weight, you dusty bitch.
Okay, Portia. I guess it's just us two, since my other two friends got kicked out of our house for cussing out mom and tearing up her wedding dress.
Yeah. Do we even need to continue playing the game?
I guess we could ask mom if we can split the Coke with caffeine in it.
We could also, Aunt Susan's in the kitchen. Maybe we could make a game of it and go see if she can sneak us a second one.
Okay, crazy. Maybe you are related to me after all.
I am. Smucker's no relation, diva.
Go in the kitchen.
Hi, Aunt Susan. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, kiddo.
Dad didn't want to get off the couch, so he wanted us to ask if we could get two cans of Coke with caffeine in it for him.
Your dad wants two cans of Coke at once?
Coke with caffeine in it for him and Mom.
Yeah.
To stay up late to watch the ball drop.
I mean, I love you guys, but I genuinely don't think I've seen a can of caffeine-free Coke since, like, 93. So, the gold can? Are you guys even old enough to remember the gold can? Yeah, I'll get you guys Coke with caffeine. Who likes to drink Coke but is worried about the caffeine of all things? Sure. You guys can have the caffeine.
Mom always told us that we weren't allowed to drink Coke with caffeine in it. I mean, not that that matters right now, but that's why... You know, there's a lot of gold cans in the pantry.
That's, I mean, this is exactly why I don't really like coming here. Okay, I can see in the pantry. Now, does anybody drink them? Do you guys drink them?
Every night.
You get one of these every night?
Yeah.
Okay, that seems like.
It's our nighttime treat.
Tell me.
Because there's no caffeine in it.
Tell me.
And so
it's before you've brushed your teeth,
night.
At least.
Oh, no. No.
You brush your teeth and you drink a full can of caffeine-free Coke.
Yeah, one for Portia Morticia and one for me.
So you want the full 40 grams of cane sugar, but no caffeine, and your parents are chill with that.
Okay. But you want normal one for your dad? Do you guys want one since I'm in here?
Oh, well, if you're offering, we'll each have caffeine Coke.
The one with no caffeine, the gold can, it tastes bad. You guys, just drink the normal one. This is your dad's influence. I swear.
What was that? Hey, Susan. You can't be giving those girls caffeine.
Oh, shut up.
They'll be up till all hours of the night. Oh, my God. Don't pull that with me right now, Susan. They're my kids, not yours.
Yeah. Gab all you want. You'll always be my little brother. All right, Tommy? Let them have some Coke.
Susan, do not disrespect me in front of my girls right now.
I'm sorry, then. Don't make an ass of yourself in front of your girls. I mean...
How am I make... Language, please, in front of Portia Morticia.
I think she's... Look at her. She's more than... She swears all the time. I'm sure of it. Don't you?
Portia Morticia, is that true?
Do you swear all the time, Portia Morticia?
Not all the time. Just like when it's necessary.
Okay. You see, so she even understands...
When is it necessary?
Oh, Tom, come on. You know when it's necessary. Sometimes it's just necessary.
No, but
necessary.
She shouldn't. She's 9.
All right.
Also, I've realized... Portia, Susan, I don't know if you know this, but Portia Morticia's in 5th grade at 9 years old.
Okay, I don't have
she's
kids.
Pretty
is that
advanced.
Not normal or not? I don't know.
This is
a problem with you.
Advanced.
You literally assume everybody knows about the shit with your kids.
Girls, you know what? Fuck it. Take the cans of caffeine included Coke.
Uh-oh.
You go have your fun Queen
Dad.
Star night. And let me and Aunt Susan duke it out for a little bit.
Duke it out. Oh, I'm
all right.
Quaking in my
Happy
boots.
Happy New Year, Aunt Susan. Love you, Dad.
Happy New Year, kids. I hope you grow up normal. Tommy.
Why are you here, Susan? Why are you here?
Needed.
You say you never like coming, and yet here you are. Eating our food, sleeping in our guest room, using our cable.
Sue me, Tom.
Is that why you're here? Is that why you're here?
Love my family? What, I'm not allowed to spend time with my little brother and his kids?
Oh, love my family? You hate these girls. You haven't seen these girls since they were, what, one and...
That's not fair.
Since before Portia Morticia was even born.
That's not fair. You know that I was on assignment. All right? You know, I was...
Well, I can't go telling them that. I can't go telling them that their aunt is in the FBI. I can't.
Well,
they're not going to believe me.
No, and I'm not asking you to tell them that their aunt is in the FBI. I'm asking you to cut me a little grace. I wish I could tell you the things I've been doing, the shit I've seen in the last 8 years.
Is it worth it? You got no husband. You got no friends. You barely see your family. Is it all worth it?
I don't know, Tom. I came back here. I wanted to see my nieces. Thought maybe... That would be enough to prove to me that it was. But you know, when you're over there, they tell you that it's worth it to keep them safe.
Over where? Over where?
I can't tell you that.
Damn, thought I got you.
Yeah.
You're too good.
Hell yeah.
You know, Susan.
Best goddamn agent they have.
I remember coming to your graduation ceremony when
from
you graduated
the academy.
From the academy.
The academy.
And... I gave you a copy of Silence of the Lambs as a joke. And I said, you're our little Clarice.
I wish.
But look at you.
I wish that were a joke.
It wasn't. Come on.
Wait, might have been mean? A joke to you. But you don't know where I've been.
Then tell me.
Okay.
Susan, we could be closer if you just
no,
let me
it's
in.
For your own safety, Tom.
Let me in, Susan, from little brother to big sister. I want to set a good example for Portia, Morticia, and Becky.
Tommy, it's too late for us. It just is.
What?
There's too much bad blood.
We're in our 40s. It's not too late.
Oh, I wish. But
you wish what?
I wish there was more time for me to say.
There's so much time.
Everything I need to say, but...
The average lifespan now is about, like, 85.
If only you knew what I know. But Tom,
Susan, just tell me for Christ's sake.
Okay, this is it. This is the last one.
Last what?
New Year's.
What?
Yeah. We're not supposed to tell anyone. It's top secret, but...
How do you know?
There was a memo.
From where?
The top of the chain.
Oh my god, so the government's in on this?
Higher than that. It's aliens, Tom. They're real. They're coming.
Oh, that shit, Susan. We all know that.
No, Tom, you don't understand.
Susan, tell me something I don't know.
You don't understand.
We know aliens
they want
are real.
This world. They're making it their new home, Tom.
Oh, well, God, let them have it. The past couple of years, shit, they can take it.
Tommy.
Well, now I'm not worried anymore. Susan, I'm glad.
Listen to me,
okay.
Tommy. There's a few of us getting together. There's a compound out in Colorado. Gonna hunker down for a while, see if this whole thing blows over. Bring the girls.
What?
Bring your wife.
Is this real?
Don't
Is this real?
Tell anybody.
But what about
her family?
You got
3 weeks to make it out there. There's limited space, Tommy. I told you that.
But her parents! God, we can't leave her parents!
Leave them? Try and take them, you all die. I mean...
Susan,
I'm just calling us...
Were you not going to tell us this?
Not allowed! They told us not to. That's why I came back. I had to warn you in person. I couldn't do it over the phone. The phones are bugged.
By the aliens?
The government. They don't want... We can't have them knowing about the compound.
Okay, well, thank you for letting me know.
You're welcome. I love you, little brother.
I'll make arrangements. I love you, too.
Okay. 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Don't be late.
Cut to 3 weeks from then. Okay. Susan? Knock, knock. This looks like the front of the compound.
Little slat slides over. Tommy?
Hey, Susan, it's me. I got my wife and the girls.
Just you guys, right?
Of course.
Were you followed?
No.
Remember everything I taught you about being tailed.
Trust me, I shook him off.
Okay. Come on in. Be quick about it.
An hour later, you just hear a boom. Oh my god, is that them? Are they outside? Are they outside? Are they outside?
Go down. There's a basement.
What?
There's a basement. We're gonna go down to the basement. We were supposed to have another week before they came. But they came early, I guess. We have to go down to the basement now, Thomas. I'm not shitting around, Thomas.
Shooting up. Oh my god.
The basement, Thomas. Gotta go down to the basement.
Wait. I lied.
What?
I lied. I brought the kids' grandparents. I brought my wife's parents.
They're as good
they're
as
on
fucking
the car.
Dead, Tommy.
They're on the car.
They're
no,
as good
no,
as
no.
fucking
I have
dead.
To get them. I have
Tommy,
to get them.
If you step
them.
Out that door,
I have
if you step out that
to,
door, I
have to. Those are my girls' grandparents. Those are my wife's
I am
parents.
Taking,
those are my in-laws.
I am taking Morticia, and Becky down to the bunker right now. If you make it back with them, I'll let you in. But I swear, if I see an alien on the other side of that door, I'm keeping your daughters in here with me.
I have to be a hero.
Whatever, man.
I'll see you down there.
I hope so.
I will be down there.
Okay. Hurry. Come on, girls.
Open the door. Hello. Hands up. I left something in my car. Mm-hmm. I just need to grab. Slowly walking in the car. Older parents are just terrified. He's coming back for us. Oh, thank God. Okay. They won't let me. Hey, Martin, Angela. Hi, it's me, Tom. They won't let me touch the car. They're very, very protective of the car. Can I please get past? They let him. Oh, thank you. Oh my god. Okay, Martin, Angela, get out. Come with me. But we have to walk very slowly, because they're looking at me very suspiciously. They're being nice. They're ushering us to... They're holding our hands. They're helping us cross. Blowing us kisses.
We are learning your language. This is my wife. I believe that is your human term for her. Will you be our third?
We need to take a break.
From the podcast? Like, from doing the show? I know. Okay. Yes. This is for Big Dot of Happiness, New Year's Eve, gold glasses, paper cardstock, 2024, New Year's Eve party, photo booth, props kit. 10 count.
Okay. Okay.
From Jacqueline S.
Jacqueline.
1 star.
Sweet ass.
Holy fucking shit, man. Okay. 1 star from Jacqueline. Sweet ass.
1 star?
1 star.
This should be interesting.
I think that this review won't exactly be normal. Well, the twist is, it fucking is. 1 star. Unable to use. Came in a week late. A week after New Year's Eve. Rendering them useless. As they had the year on them.
That sucks so bad. That sucks. Halloween costume party. Oh my god, what a year. Okay, welcome, welcome, everybody coming in. Let me guess. Angie and Trevor, you guys are Barbenheimer. Come on.
Guilty.
Guilty. Hi, Barbie. Oh, you guys look fantastic. Get on in there. Get inside.
She's the blonde bombshell.
Oh, you guys are so clever. Can anyone guess who I am?
You're Wonka, right?
Yes, there's chocolate. There's chocolate.
You must have had that one ready to go, huh? That was great.
Oh, I certainly did. Yeah. I'm a prepper. You guys get in there. Okay, who else we got? Lawrence, look at you. I've never seen a more handsome Monopoly man in my life. I've never seen a more handsome Monopoly man.
Thank you, madam. May I perchance have a drop of your Tex-Mix?
I don't know if he's British. I'm just trying something out.
No, it's great. I would like to buy a mansion on Park Place, please.
Okay. I'll be giving you my number later.
Oh, you're crazy.
Let's
crazy.
Give it a shot this year.
You're crazy. Just, no, okay, every time. You ask every time.
You can't blame a guy for shooting a shot.
Get inside. Use the cane. Go.
Okay.
Get in there. Sarah. Good to see you, girl.
We will fight them on the beaches.
I love your Winston Churchill.
From the darkest hour. Remember?
You dress up as him every year. And every year, the prosthetics get better and better.
Well, I spent enough money on the costume, didn't I?
Certainly did.
Not going to only wear it 1 year, am I?
Get in there, you crazy bitch.
All right, maybe this year's the year for you and I.
No, all right, you guys. All right, you guys, I'm engaged. Please. Chris is literally making drinks inside.
Oh.
I know I'm the hottest person at this party every year, but come on. You have to have a little respect.
I hardly recognized him.
Because he's an Oompa Loompa and he's painted orange.
He's specifically the Hugh Grant Oompa Loompa who looks suicidal.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm going. Bye.
Thank you, Sarah. Glad you're here. Oh, Sam.
Hey.
Do you want to put your costume on? We have a bathroom if you want to get changed.
Yeah. Okay, sure. Yeah, I'll...
I'm sorry.
No, yeah, I'll get changed. I'll get changed.
No, you don't have
no,
to.
No, I'll get changed.
Saying,
I'll
this,
get changed. No, of
is
course.
This your costume?
Yeah, no, I'll put it on. I'll put it on.
You're just wearing a 2023 headband.
No, I'll get changed.
Sam, it's okay.
No, I'm literally...
Just tell me what your costume is. Maybe I just didn't get it right away.
No, just give me a sec in the bathroom.
Okay.
Cut to him
in the
bathroom.
Are you sure you're...
fuck. Of course it's not a costume. Just a 2023. How could that be interpreted as a costume? Okay. I'm gonna FaceTime Julie. Julie. Pick up.
Hey.
Oh, thank God.
Hey. What's up?
Remember I told you I was going to that party?
Oh, that lame party with your college friends?
Yes.
Yeah, how's that going? You want me to pick you up
it's
yet?
It's awful. I mean, the one, remember I told you she's engaged, but everybody else is hitting on her?
Oh, yeah, Rachel.
It's
everyone
so
wants
sad.
To fuck Rachel.
It's so sad. Anyway.
You're not getting any ideas.
I mean, look, Chris looks pretty good in that Hugh Grant costume, but I think I'll manage to restrain myself. I don't know why I even
Well, what's
came,
up? Is it a code red or what?
Code freaking... Miss Scarlet. I mean, I look ridiculous, Julie.
What? No, you're a New Year's Eve guy.
That's not a thing. You told me that it would read.
And what? You wearing a 2023 thing that says like Happy New Year 2023? You're clearly New Year's Eve guy.
There's a woman here with full Winston Churchill prosthetics on.
Okay, well that's crazy. People who go too hard for Halloween
are
ridiculous.
I told you my college friends are like this.
You know what? I have an idea. Okay. Why don't you... You're in the bathroom. Take some toilet paper, put it around you, and you can be the New Year's baby.
What's the New Year's baby?
You've never heard of Baby New Year?
Who's Baby New Year? No, I've never heard of that.
It's a thing. Look it up.
Is that a New Orleans thing?
No, it's an everywhere thing.
I don't... Okay, whatever. I'll dress up... You think that'll work? Babies
yeah,
don't
baby,
just have...
no, Baby New Year's rear. Baby New Year is a personification of the start of the new year commonly
Stop
seen in
Googling
editorial
while
cartoons.
We're on FaceTime.
He symbolizes the birth. No, I'm just... I'm. This is from my mind.
Okay, Julie, how about this?
He symbolizes the birth of the new year.
I can literally see that your face got wider, okay? I can see the screen changed from looking at me.
Whatever, dude. I'm just trying to help you,
Answer
so don't
me
get
this.
Mad at
in
me.
In what world does covered in toilet paper read baby?
I didn't say covered. I just said wrap it around your crotch like a diaper.
Okay. What if I...
And go shirtless.
What? No.
And pantsless. Wrap
pantsless.
It around your briefs.
I'm not wearing
and
any.
And be Baby New Year. Okay, then even better. You can make a diaper out of toilet paper.
Okay, free
And be
ballin'.
Baby New Year.
Free balling in a...
Free balling.
Toilet
free
paper.
In toilet paper.
Diaper and a headband.
Yes.
That's a costume,
yes.
Right? Right?
Yes. And if you need me, you can call me. I'm just at home watching Nightmare Before Christmas like I do every night.
I don't know why I fucking came. Okay. I miss you. I'll see you later.
You've been gone for 20 minutes.
I'm just stressed, all right, man?
Just make your diaper.
I'm going to. Fuck. Okay.
Knock, knock.
Hey, just taking
okay
a shit
in
here. He's having a break it out. Oh. Having a big...
Okay.
Fuck. Okay, wrap it around your dick and balls and around your ass. Oh. Trying to make sure that fucking one-ply cheap ass. I bet this is Chris. He looks like a guy who doesn't like fucking expensive toilet paper. I don't know what everybody sees in them anyway. Okay. I think I'm as sealed up as I'm gonna be. Look, fucking criminal. Okay. I'm gonna... Time for the big reveal. Holy shit, I can't believe I'm doing this. Hey, guys.
He sees Sarah as Winston Churchill gets hard. The toilet paper all rips off.
Whoa, this is crazy.
Oh my God.
I get
Sam!
What? It's the New
Sam,
Year's.
What the fuck?
It's the New Year's baby. Everybody knows about it. It's the personification of the beginning
house.
Of the.
Get
Come
out
on,
of our
guys.
House, you fucking weirdo. All
right, hit me up, Sarah. But keep the prosthetics on. Whatever.
Should we do our last segment?
Yes, please.
What's been shaking you, our friend?
It's beginning to look a lot like shaking me.
All week long.
Whether it's a show I watched, or probably a show I watched. What?
Or a cartoon that's hot.
What has been shaking my...
I have one.
Go
I
for
have
it,
one.
Girl. You know I support it.
I watched for the first time ever in my life, Eyes Wide Shut. Very good movie.
Kubrick.
Young Tom Cruise.
No.
Is so hot.
There you go. In that film specifically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, in Top Gun 2, like, not Top Gun 2, in Top Gun, the first one.
Young Tom Cruise in Top Gun 2.
Top Gun 2.
Just a spry 67.
It's like, no, this is going to sound so, like, obvious, but it's like, listen, he is problematic. He is all kinds of fucked up and Scientology, all that.
Yes,
but sure. That man is a movie star. Like, watching him, I'm like, oh, yeah, no, he's a movie star.
Yes, yeah, I guess, yeah.
No, but you know what I mean? It's like just watching him.
Yes,
like,
I do know what you mean when you
so
say Tom Cruise is a movie star.
No, but I'm just saying it's like I get why he's a movie star. Because he is very talented. He's so charismatic. He's so good looking. It's just like, damn. Anyway, Eyes Wide Shut. Freaky little movie.
I
watched it with my mom.
Freaky deaky little film. I love.
Freaky deaky.
You just ever see Jerry Maguire?
No, I
haven't.
Oh,
I love Jerry Maguire. Young Tom Cruise. Hot as
ever.
You
can't handle the Tom Cruise.
If you don't deserve me at my young Tom Cruise, then you don't deserve me at my young Tom Cruise.
Who's been shaking your ass?
Okay, there's a ghost in the graveyard.
I love that game. That game is so fucking fun.
The adrenaline that I experienced as a child running around in the dark with a flashlight.
We played it very differently.
Okay.
And by we played it, I mean I never played it in my childhood. I only played it starting 2 years ago with Daniel's family in the Midwest.
How do they play?
No flashlights. Okay. In the pitch fucking black, baby.
That's terrifying. And would you do it in an actual graveyard?
No, we did it in a park.
And you dig the bodies up?
What?
You
go.
Okay. what has been shaking me? This is a little past it now, but I'm going to do it anyway. Don't look at me like that.
The live show.
is Christmas music in general. I made a real concerted effort this year to start listening to Christmas music in earnest early and to vary the Christmas music so I didn't get burnt out. And I have to say, there are some modern Christmas songs. Okay, Cher, DJ play a Christmas song. We all know it. We all love it. Meghan Trainor's Christmas song album. Good. Okay. There are.
Have you listened to Sia's?
No.
Puppies are forever, not just for Christmas.
Okay. Saving it for next year. Shit.
Puppies are forever.
I love
not
that.
Just for Christmas.
Not just for Christmas. I keep throwing my puppies away on Boxing Day. And I guess what's also been shaking me is just the fact that a year ago we put out Prenatal Yoga. The first
That's crazy. And look at us now. Larry Bird smoking a joint with his wife.
The scenes have only gotten better. I mean, but yeah.
I love that. Oh my God, it's been a year.
It's
Happy
been a
Annie.
Year. Happy Annie.
Happy Annie.
Happy Annie. Isn't it weird?
I love you.
Isn't it weird that, like.
Say it back.
I love you.
Is it weird that what?
No, I was going to talk about Star Wars.
What the fuck? Because
you said Annie, and that's what like they call Anakin in the first one.
Okay, you can find Alf on Instagram at Alfred Innit. You can find the show on Instagram at Review Review. Reddit r/ReviewReview. Discord, it's popping off, and the Review Review channel. And Jeffrey James and I have a Patreon, patreon.com/RileyandJeff.
And you can find Riley on Instagram.com, just the web browser, not the phone app, at Riley Anspaw, and on Twitter.com, now known as XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX
keep the Twitter logo and everything, and it made me update it. It said, this app is out of date. You have to update it. So now I have the fucking ugly-ass X logo on my phone. I hate it. I'm so mad.
And you could find Riley on the ugly-ass X logo. Riley Coyote. And are you on Threads yet?
I am, but I don't use it.
Just your same as your Instagram handle?
Yeah, but I don't use it.
Why not?
You know what we say every week, guys?
What do we do? What are we doing here? Where the fuck am I?
And we say this every single week. We're always saying it. We're never not saying it. To start the new year and to round out, this will be our last record of 2023 and the first episode of 2024.
And the first
so
record
New Year, everybody.
Of 2024. We're doing it on
happy
midnight
New
on the 31st.
Year. Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you for listening this Thank year. You. We love you. We love, love you. We can't wait to see what craziness this year has in store.
Can we get spread the joy
of my new spaghetti?
Getting in the joy and the mirth of it all.
And as we say every week. Single week, every time.
Every single time.
Can I have a cigarette?
Can I have a cigarette?
We'll see you next week.
We'll see you later.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.